and got fine grass on it, you know. I give him 100 acres up there, and then I give him 45 acres here this side of Mr. Cook's on this side of the road. There where first just as you turn here to church and that storehouse. Ain't nobody in it now. I give him this my daughter there 45 acres to build on. And then when I seen my wife was gonna die, well I give him then another 100 acres up there. And then he's got 35 acres of my land over there that he's working over there on the other side of the branch over there. And he paid me $125 for it and then rent. I just pay his taxes on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I paid a long time, even for years, he worked to pay for it over there and I paid the taxes. But finally I told my wife one day, I says, I'm gonna make Talmud pay, that's my son-in-law, you know, I said, I'm gonna make him pay taxes this year on that land. She said, I'd like to know how you're gonna do it. He'd paid him if I'd said anything. Said, you give it to him all these years and you paid taxes, now how you gonna do it without making him mad? I said, I'm gonna give him, make him a deed to it, and made him, you pay it there. So I made him a deed to 45 acres over there. Already had the house built and everything, you know.
Another question, what would you call then land that's wet in the middle of a field, wet most of the time? Is you call that kind of marshy land?
Or? Yeah, marshy, yeah. Uh-huh. But you see, now we ain't got none of that. Now, that 100 acres I give him up there, the government come in here and wanted to help people, you know, on such as that. And they went up there, and I think it cost me $750 in money. I had some land up there, you just couldn't plow. It wasn't about August, man, about the only time you could get in there, and that's too late to plant anything. They went in and cut me it wasn't exactly a V-ditch, it's just a wide and just barely sloped out. And they cut that down through there, and then cut me a diversion ditch around the hillside. I had to pay a certain percentage, you know, the government paid part of it. And they cut in around the hill, a big steep hill, up south of the farm. They cut me a diversion ditch all the way around there. Then I cleaned up them other places and ditched them out around different places where it's wet. And man, it's a fine piece of land now. Mm-hmm. Fine land.
What do you call land that has some sort of sandy land?
I don't know what they call that, man. We don't have no sand in here. Mm-hmm. Hardly ever. Under down here, just a little piece under here, it's just solid bed of sand. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows it till the drain tipper down here. And when he come in there and started, there's a Frenchman, there's a foreman down there, and he'd come up here once in a while to talk to me. We got acquainted with one another. And I would go down there and sit and watch him. Well, he wasn't running, but he'd have the drag line, you know. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said, I never washed pools as bad in my life. He says, just a bed of sand. And he told me later on, as he went plumb on out of Blue Mountain up yonder, somewhere up there near Bluff Mountain, he said it just solid bed of sand when he got out 7-8 feet all the way. Now, that sand's coming down here, these high rises. They said, he told me, he says, you'll never have another overflow. He went out there and looked at my farm down there where I give my son 218 acres down there, close to the river. I don't go quite to the river. And he said, you won't never have another overflow over there. Now then, there's 20 acres in that block there next to the road. And it covered, the big rise would get on nearly 3 acres of it. Now then it covers the whole 20.